Good night, radio listeners. I'm Apostle Janice James of Sharma Outreach Movement. Sharma Outreach Movement is a faith-based organization that reaches out to people, taking them from where they are to where God wants them to be, to a place of wholeness, fulfillment, and purpose in Jesus Christ. The aim in this series of our regional program is to reach out to believers in particular and to the backslider to help them improve their outcomes by improving their relationship with God and their actions so that they can live the new life of a kingdom citizen and get the kind of results they desire in their life. We hope that by what we say and do, non-believers will desire to become believers. Today we continue our topic, Becoming Unstuck. To discuss this step-by-step process with me are Minister Alenia Hendricks.
Good night, radio listeners.
Minister Elizabeth Purcell Sargent.
Good night, radio listeners.
And Prophetess Sherian Ali.
Good night, radio listeners.
Now, you remember in our last session, we focused on building a case for God's amazing track record in our life. You were encouraged to stop pointing to the reasons why you can't move forward and start highlighting the reasons you can. You were told that you can bounce back from setbacks and succeed in the face of challenging odds. The strategy was to create a faith bank by noticing what went well in the past and record it. This is how you build a faith bank of evidence about God's faithfulness in your life. This will be very useful in those moments and even seasons when you doubt. You can go to your faith bank as a reminder of just how God has been good to you.
True.
His amazing power to orchestrate good on your behalf. On how many times you have doubted that God has come through for you. Mm-hmm. And the fact that all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose.
Amen. Amen.
And what happens when you trust him. So today, we will discuss the rewriting or reworking of your story. Let us start with this declaration. Today, I choose to tell my story in an empowering way.
Today, I choose to tell my story in an empowering way.
If the script I've been following is not working.
If the script I've been following is not working,
I can rework it.
I can rework it.
My next chapters are yet unwritten.
My next chapters are yet unwritten.
And the choices I make will fill in the pages of my life story.
And the choices I make will fill in the pages of my life story.
So, radio listeners, you and I have the power to change our story, both the story we tell to describe the past events of our lives and the one we write that will speak our future into existence. As we go forward in our story, we must pay attention to who we have made the villain, that is, the one responsible for all our troubles, and who we see as the victim. Let me share with you a story of someone who rewrote their story. This is of a young lady who was being abused in every way, verbally, sexually, physically, by her father since she was 7 years old. And she kept this a secret all these years until, at the age of 12, she decided that she could take it no more. So she took a bold step and confided in a friend who brought her to her school's principal and told all that was happening to her. The principal prayed with her and told her that things will get better. So she believed that. They went to the police station and they made a report. That very same night, her father was arrested and she was placed into a home. It so happened that at the home there, she was exposed to the Bible, praying, because they were a God-fearing family. 3 years later, the case came up concerning the abuse by her father. And she went to court in order to testify. That was another bold step that she made because she was really intimidated by this person. However, he did not show up at the court hearing. And it was discovered later that day that he had committed suicide because of all that he had done to her. She was eventually adopted by the family where she was staying. She continued to put her faith and trust in God. She continued to pray. And eventually, after writing her CSEC exams, she gained 7 ones.
Wow.
she took that bold step.
Amen.
At this stage of her life, many years later, she is now free, and she's now also studying to become a lawyer. The conclusion is that Alicia rewrote the script of her life. It looked like it was going in one direction, but she hit the brakes, turned the car around, and chose a brand new direction for her life. She went on to earn 7 passes at CSEC and to finish her schooling. Others did not expect much from her, but she made the decision to expect more of herself and to step into the kind of life God imagined for his precious daughter.
Wow. And you know what's amazing, Minister Elizabeth? We all have the ability to do that. You know, whether the change we need to make is small, like stop snacking on cheesecake, or is a huge one, like starting our own business, you can begin a new storyline for your life today.
So this is the scenario that a lot of people face. So we want to address that with our worksheet in terms of reworking it. So consider, the first thing you need to consider is your work, your relationships, your health, your finances, and your spiritual life, so that you know which one of these you want to rewrite, right? So then the second thing to do, which is the new storyline you want to create out of anyone that you choose? And then consider the bold move, like how Alicia made a bold move, you know, to report the stuff, and then she was taken, things moved on for her. Yeah, it was courageous and definite for her because she chose to step out and do something. Is there a bold move you believe God is calling you to make? And what was that move, really? What's that move?
For me, it's to just stop making excuses about why I cannot exercise and to deliberately set aside the time and stick to that time where I will exercise.
For me, it's to change my unhealthy diet to a diet that is healthy so that I can lose some weight.
Okay. Yeah. What you wanna stop doing? Stop eating what?
Stop
cheesecake?
Stop eating sugary stuff.
Okay. Oh, really? Yes. Yeah, some people have this sweet tooth and it's very, like my son, very addictive. As if you can't help it. So the bold move is to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's good. Yes.
Well, for me, I would really like to grow and develop more spiritually. Every time I go to read the Bible, I fall asleep. So my thing is to just make that bold step and just get into it and do what God is calling me to do.
For me, it's my finances. Really, growing up with my grandmother, I didn't have no direction in saving and things like that. So now I'm trusting God to help me and direct me and teach me how to save and manage my finances.
For me, it's to stop listening what other people are saying about me and believe what God says about me.
Like many of us, many of people who are listening, us, people are listening, all of us, you know, we fit in there somewhere. That there's a story that we have to rewrite somewhere along the line. Yes?
That's so true, you know. So God rewrote this story for many people in the Bible. Time after time, he changed a person's name at a dramatic turning point in their life story. Abram became Abraham.
Yep.
Jacob in the Bible became Israel.
And even Simon became Peter.
Yeah. And what about Saul? Saul became Paul. Now their names corresponded with the change in their story. Each person became unstoppable to fulfill the purpose for which he was created.
And that's great. But you know, what if instead of embracing their new story, they kept describing themselves as what they used to be? What kind of testimony you think that would have produced?
And have you ever met anybody who keep with the same story?
Yes.
No change taking place
Pity
at all.
Party. But well, what about Paul in the Bible? Paul would have continually reminded us he was Saul, the persecutor of Christians. What would have been the purpose? Those labels no longer described him.
Amen. Amen. That is so true. Mm-hmm. So, radio listeners, the same is true for you. What story are you telling at those crucial life-changing moments in your life?
You see, sometimes where I get stuck does not necessarily involve rewriting my current story, but it is about rewriting what I say about my life. If the story I tell leaves me in the as the victim, you know, that victim mentality, you're just powerless and you're bitter and you're helpless, then it's time to change that to how I tell the story. What I say about my life and circumstances is even more powerful than what others say about me.
So true. For I will say I am no good with money. It will just slip out of my hands.
And you know, I would say I just don't have time to exercise.
I would say I will never get through reading this Bible and grow spiritually.
And I would say I don't think I would ever become the person God has called me to be.
I would say I would never amount to anything.
Yes, and you know, these types of statements keep us stuck. Radio listeners, how do you tell the story of your challenges? What statements do you make that label you in terms that you don't actually want to describe you? You see, what you say to yourself about yourself can either propel you forward or hold you back and keep you looking back.
That's very powerful for us to understand. You see? So this is what we must do. This is the action step. We must reframe any aspect of our story that leaves us feeling disempowered, saying it in a way that glorifies God and causes us to grow. So this is how we do it. One, describe the past challenges as events you have overcome, you survived, or you thrived in spite of. Secondly, refuse to make anyone who hurt you the centerpiece of your story. They do not get the starring role in your story. Give God the starring role.
Amen.
Describe the ways in which God grew you, enlightened you, protected you, or helped you through the situation.
Exactly.
Own any mistakes or failures that you have made. Don't palm it off on somebody else.
Yes.
Own any good decision you made and successes you had. Yes, give yourself a little tap on the
back.
Tie your story to the present moment in a way that celebrates your resilience and how unstoppable you are. It is what we're saying here is so important.
Yes.
Because we ourselves and we have heard it around us, that people keep repeating these things as if life moves on.
Yes.
Life moves on.
Yes. You're stuck in the past.
You know, stuck in the past is so true. And so we of ourselves, we don't want to be there anymore.
Amen.
So we're encouraging our radio listeners, hello, time to move on.
Yes.
Amen.
Time to move on.
Come out of that place.
So as we wind down in our program today, could you just remember to check our Facebook page, so our Shama Outreach Movement Facebook page, so that you can get the worksheet that we have prepared and left there for you. So join us in prayer now.
Lord, we are ready to rewrite the story on some aspects of our lives. Grant us the grace to reframe our story by not allowing the same issues to trip us over and over again. Help us to rewrite our story in a way that glorifies you and grows us into the person you created us to be. Lord, we believe that we are unstoppable, not stuck. Open our eyes to see your vision for our lives, the glorious lives that you imagined for us. All this we ask in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. So this is Apostle Janice James saying we are looking forward to reaching out to you on the second and the fourth Saturday of each month. In our next session on the 10th of April, we will continue our topic on becoming unstuck. Now, together with my team, we say,
Jesus loves you just as you are.